You know what's funny? All of us have different levels of fanship, like stats or numbers or PFF, or Mary's more of just a root to the team, whatever.
Right.
But we all have one thing in common. We're all scared shitless that this team's going to blow every game. All of us.
That's because...
You ever notice that? We're all consistent with it. All of us. All of us.
We've been Vikings fans for quite a while.
But I think it's funny. You got these different people with different opinions. But when it comes to that opinion, we're all the same.
Yes.
We kind of live and die together, but we all expect the worst.
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm happy. We got the W.
Here with Good Morning Gallahorn in Raw. Yeah, baby, it's post-game reaction, and I have my butt down there dancing. Woo! Because Vikings win.
Vikings
what
win.
What do you think, Drew?
Damn! I'm happy. That's two in a row. That's a good win. Very sloppy. I got some shit to bitch about, but what's the bottom line? What are we looking at? Yeah, that's what we look at.
Yeah. V for victory, baby.
Big V, baby. Pop the V on us. We got it.
They call a W.
That's a good W, dude. How you doing? You buzzing today?
I'm doing quite fine.
What's the beer count? What's the beer count? Give me a beer count. How many?
This is six.
Six.
I've spread it out over the time, so I'm not that buzzed.
Come on, rookie.
I mean,
six?
I got a nice little buzz.
I bet you Ted Glover has 22 in him by now.
Knowing Ted, that's probably true.
I want to give a shout-out to the Gallahorn group. Very active on the thread. Missing Ted. I like that. Ted's not here, but I want him to. I know he's happy right now because the Vikings won. And I wanted to thank Darren Campbell again for coming on the last show. He did a really good job. I watched that show like three times.
He did an outstanding job. And if you noticed in the game thread this week, he even had a picture of the kitchen party beer he was drinking for this game, which, of course, helped us win.
Yeah, if I had my choice, I'd probably, if I was you, since you are the guru, the Zimmer of this show, I would probably fire me and hire Darren. But, you know, I feel like Prefer now. No, he's great, dude. He did such a good job.
Oh, he did good. It was good. I agree. It was good.
So we got the win. What was the final? 27-17?
27-17. We won by 10.
We won by 10, and that's they haven't beat us. The Cardinals haven't won in Minnesota since when?
1977.
Oh, man. You were like 30 in 1977, weren't you?
No, I wasn't quite that old.
That was the same year we went.
77, I was in seventh grade.
They haven't beat us since we've been to the Super Bowl. That's how long it's been. I mean, yeah, damn, dude.
That's a long, long time.
That's back when Metcalf and Jimmy Hart were playing and Conrad Dobler. Damn, that's a long ass time ago.
It was.
What's your take from this victory? What's your initial out of the gate? What's your views on this?
One, I love that the running game got going again. If I remember correctly, we had about 175 yards rushing.
Fat props. Like,
that's awesome. And Latrain, Latavius Murray had a fantastic game.
Yes, he did.
He may not be, you know, consistent with 6 yard runs, but he may get two, he may get two, and then he may get 27.
Right.
And you can't beat that for nothing.
Yeah, the Tay train was choo chooed towards Huntersville all day today. 100 man. I knew he was going to get it. I knew he was.
Yeah, and he got the first rushing touchdown of the season.
Baby! That's pretty sad it's taken us this long to get that. Is that his Vikings career high? I think it is.
For a single game?
Since he's been here, yeah. I think he might have had more on the Raiders. He had a couple pile-up games on the Raiders. But for us, I think that feels like his best game.
I agree with you. It feels like his best game. We'd have to look up the stats, but I would wager another six-pack that it was.
You wagering alcohol, that's a serious bet.
That's right. IPAs, of course. No frou-frou beer from Ted.
No pumpkin spice for the Charlie Daniels man?
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, he's not flashy when he runs the ball, David, but he gets the job done. He gets it head of steam going, man, and he is. I'm really, really glad now we signed him when we did a couple years ago.
Now, what do you think of Tree Stump today? He looked like an actual receiver.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Man Bear Pig on the phone. It's like everybody was going, he caught four passes caught everything that was targeted towards him. They make a big deal about it because isn't that what he's supposed to do? But we're so used to dropping. It's like he caught all of his passes. You know what? Tree Stump looked comfortable today. And that's one of the few games, you know, when he caught he looked really comfortable out there in the routes, everything. Maybe he is turning the corner, but.
Maybe he is. And I saw some quotes from his interview on KFAN after the game. And basically, he says he's now got the support system that he needs that I guess he didn't seem to have. And now I think it's more a mental thing that. Sure. He feels he is comfortable and loved and caressed and, feels like that warm, fuzzy, like you'd hold a baby, right? And so he feels good about himself, and it's reflecting in his gameplay, which I think is absolutely outstanding.
His gameplay is outstanding? I think it's, yeah.
Hey. He didn't drop a ball. He
made yardage.
He got more, first downs.
He's made more drops this year than Thielen has in 3 years. I mean, he hasn't dropped a ball. That's what he's supposed to do, not drop a ball. I mean, he caught the passes that were thrown to him. He had a couple good moves out there. I'm happy that it was better than what he usually does, but I'm not going to go to Fantastic. I'm not going to use that for him.
Yeah, but this is a Spielman project. We have positive movement on a Spielman project. I think that's great.
What about Thielen at 70 catches already? Are you shitting me? 70?
The best receiver in the NFL, bar 70. None. He is at 6 games with 100-plus yards or more to start off the season. Do you know that is by far the best? 5 games was the best in the current NFL in the era since the Super Bowl started. But do you know what the record is for the entire NFL?
For what?
The entire time the league has been in existence, which is 100 years, right?
Give me the record, Gimli. Lay it on me, Gimli.
It's 7 games in a row.
Is that the all-time record?
That's the all-time record. If he goes over 100.
Who got that?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. It was done in 1961.
Come on. If you're going to reel off the stat, you got to get the person down there, too.
I want to say some guy from the Oilers.
You know what? Nobody.
It was an AFL team, no less. Not even a, quote, NFL team.
That's a long-standing record, then, and he's going to shatter it.
We hope next week.
This is how much of a team player I am. I won't even pick him in the game of Skull because I don't want to ruin the streak. I'm staying away from him. As soon as Drew picks him, he'll have 2 catches for 40 yards. He's amazing, and he's going to go under the radar again because he doesn't get in trouble in the media and he doesn't dance around when he gets a touchdown and have fire shoot out of his ass, doesn't walk around the sidelines with a Hall of Fame coat on. He doesn't do any of that shit. So naturally, he's not going to get the publicity media wise that everybody else. He's just slowly does his job at an MVP level. Like Tim Duncan of the San Antonio Spurs. That's what he reminds me of. Just keeps doing it and doing it and doing it. And he has gone from a star to this. We can put him in the MVP talk. We have to.
So far, I'd agree with you. Now, he was the one that suggested the dead arm dance to Kirk Cousins once Kirk.
Yeah, that's got to be worked on.
Yeah, that was bad.
They could have called that the white guy dance. I mean, that was the white guy boogie, wasn't it? I mean, come on.
Bad. And whoa! I saw one of the players say that's got to stop.
You know what? You love seeing that, though, because that builds – that's team – when I see that stuff, it's just building up the team camaraderie all the way around. I love seeing that.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. It was good. One of
my clutch plays of the game was Thielen on that third and 13. He caught a pass on third and 13. Remember, he dove for it at the sticks, and they actually reviewed it. Remember that play? That was a huge play in the game because we were going to punt right there.
He got 1 foot, but he got the side of his calf down.
Sure.
He got his body down, and he caught it. And that was just absolutely fantastic.
We needed, like, hell to keep that drive going. We needed it bad. So yes.
And it was clutch.
That was one of my clutch plays of the game. I wrote them down. You know, I just don't watch the game all not caring, David. I write down notes as I'm going. Because you hire me to make notations to be on the show.
That's good, because I didn't. I was too busy drinking.
Well, I'll write the notes down and you drink, because that's what you're good at. That was one of my clutch plays of the game.
That's outstanding.
When does he get a nickname? Is he ever going to get a nickname?
No. He's just going to be the white guy.
Okay.
It's just, you know, that's the way it's going to be. Everybody's going to take him.
Mahomes already has a nickname. Come on, man.
It's going to take him for granted. They're going to see him and go, you know, that's just, you know, a slot receiver or whatever. And he's going to burn people up and down the field.
He is fantastic.
That's quite right. You know, hey, if people underestimate him, by all means, do it. Underestimate him, and he'll burn you every week.
You know what? The only thing I'm sure of, I'm sure all these receivers talk on the phone, Diggs and Rudy and Thielen, and they say, hey, I'm really glad that Keenum guy isn't here anymore. They're loving Cousins slinging it around.
Oh, absolutely.
He did make some mistakes today, but I think we're just going to have to live with it.
Right. But they weren't all too bad. They weren't.
Well, that's because we're playing the Cardinals.
If we want to go bad, we need to talk about our offensive line. I agree.
This is as good as it's going to get, David. This is it for the whole season. You're just going to have to deal with it every week. We can stop talking about you know, personnel-wise, it's not going to change, and maybe talent-wise, and maybe we're just going to have to go try to win games.
Now, I do wish, though, however, and we said this early in the first quarter, when Cousins dropped back and he held and he held and he held and then he got sacked. Right. There was a couple times I thought he held the ball too long.
Oh, absolutely.
But he had 6 batted balls today.
What was up with that, dude?
Well, because he's dropping straight back and going to a point in space. Right. And that point with the defensive ends and the defense rushing in on the pocket, that point hasn't moved. Right. And as a defender, right, we're always taught if you see the guy going cranking back to throw, always get your arms up.
Well, sure. Right? Yeah, that's kind of a.
Well, if you are fixed in a certain spot, which he was on these dropbacks, right, it was almost like cement. It was almost like, what's his face from last year? Busted his knee, our quarterback.
See, if you weren't drunk, you'd remember his name. But
yeah, I would. But anyway.
That's part of the drawbacks we deal with having you run the show.
That's right. But anyway, he'd go back and he would sit there, right? So that makes the defense easy to rush, right? And so even if they didn't get to him, they were close when he cranked his arm back and thrown, and they threw up their arms and they batted the ball down. Now, what they need to do is move the pocket. They need to have him in planned rollouts, planned shifts, right? To where that pocket comes back, sets, and then moves to the right or moves to the left.
I noticed when they get him out of the pocket, though, to make your point, when they get him out, though, he seems to be under more duress than if he stays in it. I mean, every time he does that rollout, the defensive end is left unblocked. And he's got like a second to throw it, and he usually takes a sack. That's what happened on the pick. He hurried his throw, but he was trying to roll out. The rollout doesn't seem to help him too much.
But that's because the offensive line isn't shifting the pocket. They don't look like they're competent. And I'm sorry to say that word.
Competent? I see what you did there. Yeah. They aren't competent.
The pocket. For the quarterback, they should be able to, just like in a, they should be able to shift.
No, I understand what you're saying.
And they're not.
They can't. You know what? This is all well and good, but we're not going to, the Cardinals have the worst run defense in the league. So we're not going to be piling up these fat numbers. We're going to have to figure out how to do this when we can't run the ball. The running game helped us a lot today, but if he's going to, I don't know. The good thing is it seems to be breaking down in the pocket against the Bills and against the Cardinals. But when he plays the better teams, when Cousins plays good teams, he seems to be really solid. He's not turning it over. Did he turn it over against the Rams? No. Did he turn it over against Philly? No. So that's what's, I mean, if you want to look at a silver lining on it, he's fucking up during when he's playing the shit teams. But I don't know.
Well, and we've got more of those coming. We're now at the easy part of the schedule.
He has led the NFL in fumbles since 2012, as far as quarterbacks go. So it's kind of expected with his game. Mm-hmm. But it could certainly change. But the fumbles don't really shock me. If that was one of the problems when we picked him up, it was that in the red zone. And he seems to be doing better in the red. That pass he threw to Thielen was absolutely perfect.
It was a thing of beauty.
It's the moments like that that make you think, yeah, $90, $90 million deal right there. That was fucking sweet pass.
Yes, it was. I agree.
So we do have some, the O-line is going to be a problem all year, David, but we're just going to have to go. We're going to have to know it going in as fans and know that we're going to have to come up with chip blocking, having a tight end stay in. I'd still like to see more screens. Where's the screen passes to the running backs?
Well,
seems like we don't.
There wasn't, but in the first quarter, we saw a lot of wide receiver screens. And DeFilippo called a pretty good game with some stuff to the wide receivers, right? And it wasn't bad. We got some movement early in that game.
I want to see Boone involved in the passing attack. That's what I want.
Who do you want to see?
Boone. He's got some. He seems like a good. He'd be a good little scat back, like McKinnon was.
Oh, when he broke it in the what? It was the third quarter.
What a beautiful run! He only run he got.
It was like 20 some odd yards. And
got
it was
the
like,
ball once. Whoa, got, baby. It was one rush for 20 yards. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And that was sweet. Now, on the offensive good side, Rudolph had another good game.
He's been solid all year.
He has been solid, and he's been quietly solid. And that's I'll take it every day of the week.
He's up near 30 catches.
Yep.
So that's good season for him so far. He's on pace to catch 70 balls, but you know, it's 7 one week, then 5, then 5, then 5, then whatever he had today. What, 5 more? 4 more right. or something?
Can't, now, you know, speaking great. Of good, let's switch to the defense. Now.
Wait. There's one more thing I want to go over with the offense.
What's that?
That fourth quarter pattern we've had for 3 seasons about going 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, and leaving teams in there rather than putting the nails in the coffin. I seen it again today, and I could see it coming down the pike. That's time to put games away so you can get your starters out of there. And for some reason, it happens at the same. You know, you can see the difference. We come out in the third quarter, we get the kickoff, we drive down, we get a touchdown. Right?
We got the double dip. We got the score right before half, and then we got the kickoff and the second
right, we
half
want to add
and
that
scored
in.
Again.
Then add that in. At the end of the half, first drive of the second half, we score a touchdown, 17 or 20 to 10. Right. Second, then we held them, got it back, drove again, like 5 plays, scored again to make it 27 to 10. 2 touchdowns on the first 2 drives of the half. Mm-hmm. And then it started going to 3 and out, then the 3 and out, then the 3 and out, then the 3 and out. And it's, don't tell me it's a one-time deal because it's been happening to Zimmer teams ever since he's been there.
It's like he doesn't have the fuck it, let's run the score up
mentality. It's not running the score. It has nothing to do with running the score up. Nothing to do with that. And that's what people always say. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with running the same offense that got you there, that got you the last, that was 3 drives in a row we got touchdowns on, and then nothing the whole rest of the time. But
what I'm saying is he changes what he's doing.
And all that's doing is leaving the team in the game.
Yes, I know, and it's wrong. You shouldn't change what you're doing. You should run the score up, put the second stringers in, let them run the score up. just like the old days when we watched college ball and you would see scores of 55-7.
You know, I'm not and even talking about
why are you embarrassing listen, them? And they listen. Would say, hey, we put the first stringers out. We put the second stringers out. We ran it's the not, same game plan. Then we put the third stringers in and we ran the same game
plan. It's not even about the score. It's not even, that's not even what I'm talking to you about. If it's 27-10, when it's 27-10, I'm not even talking about running the score up. I'm talking about getting the ball, running two or three first downs, running 5 or 6 minutes off the clock, which happens when you pick up three first downs, doing that and then punting it. And then them getting it back, doing what, then when you get it back, you run two or three or four more first downs. That the game's over. It's the three and outs, dude, that kill us. I just wanted to, I'll let you get into the defense now, but I just wanted to pick up that point was, it's not about running the score up. I don't care about the score. I care about limiting their possessions. When you're in football, situational football is every time they're going three and out, every time they're going three and out, they're burning like a minute, minute and a half off the clock, and they're giving it back to the Cardinals. The Cardinals had the ball about three times more than they should have had. That's my point. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I agree.
I mean, any one of those drives, you don't go three and out. You're chewing up more time. You're limiting their possessions. You go three and out, give them the ball back, they drive and score. You go three and out, give them the ball back, teams drive and score. That's how teams come back in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's not an offense. It's your offense giving their offense more chances than they need. And the Vikings go into that stupid shell, and they go into these three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out, almost four in a row. And it's like, why are they doing that? After they just scored three successive touchdowns on drives and then do four three and outs? That's way inconsistent. That's not good football.
Absolutely but not.
Now that I said that, you can get into your defense. Give me your defensive take.
But first, I want to see the score ran up too. And that will eat those clocks so they don't have the time to drive.
I'm not saying I don't want to run up the score. I'm just saying it's not my main point. My main point is to limit their possessions. Limit. Keep the ball and eat the – when you're 27-10 in the third quarter, the clock is your teammate.
Right. No, without a doubt. But if you're also 35, 42 points to 10 ahead in the third quarter, there's no way.
Well, if it's 42-10, David, I don't mind them running it in the middle. Because that's more possessions for them to come back. But I get paranoid. Anything under three scores or less, I want to keep running the same offense. Run what got you there.
Okay. Well, this is a good question. We should ask our viewers, would you rather have possession-controlling drives, like Drew suggests, right, that eat up the clock, or would you rather have offensive drives that run up the score? Answer below.
Well, of course you're going to want to score. I mean, come on, dude.
No, to protect the lead, which one are you going to want?
Well, scoring always protects the lead more, doesn't it? I mean, they're all going to vote for that.
Well, I'm just curious. And if plus the viewers involved.
Yeah, I wouldn't bitch one. Iota, is that a right word? Iloka? Yeah. I wouldn't bitch one Iloka if we were scoring every time we got the ball. I wouldn't even bring up anything.
That's a great transition. What happened to Iloka? He started, then he disappeared.
Oh, he led the team in tackles, bro.
Did he? How many did he have?
He had 8 tackles today to lead the team.
Oh, good. How does that work into the game of Skull?
Don't work. That works at 1 point per tackle, and then I think he had 2 points for a passes defense or something.
Okay, good.
You get a point for a tackle, and you get a half a point for an assisted tackle, and you know the logic there.
Right.
But yeah, Iloka was shit. He looked like Lee Iacocca today. Remember him?
Yeah, Lee Iacocca and the K Cars. They were horrible.
they were pieces of shit. Weren't they?
The young people that are watching this,
Iacocca
in the 70s. Now I got to grant Lee Iacocca saved Chrysler.
What was his name?
Lee Iacocca.
Okay.
He saved Chrysler, had a bunch of good CEO ideas that worked it.
He saved Chrysler.
But they built a crap car. All the car manufacturers back then built 50,000 mile cars and then they'd fall apart and go to crap.
I like the DeLorean. Speaking of I'm on Coca.
The DeLorean was a cool car.
Very cool car.
First one that was all stainless steel.
Was it really?
Yep.
Plus, if you bought it, there's a bag of Coke in the glove compartment for a rebate. Remember he got busted for cola?
That's right. He sure That's did. Right.
Damn, Lee Iacocca just made our show. Sorry,
back I didn't to mean the to... defense.
Back right? to the defense. Give me some defensive good news.
Our defense. First off, Danielle Hunter had 2 sacks today.
Meow, meow.
He continues his streak. You have Adam Thielen with his first 6 games, right, of 100-plus yards. But you also have Danielle Hunter with his first games with at least 1 sack.
Great draft pick, Spielman. There, I said it. You said I never say it. That was a great pick.
Yes, and he's only 24 years old.
Can I throw this out while you're on the defensive ends before I forget, and then you can take it from here?
What's that?
I want to give a special shout-out to Weatherly. That guy has stepped in. When this Griffin thing happened, it was a shock to everybody. That guy has stepped in, and he might be playing most consistent defensive football as anybody on our team. And I really believe that. Weatherly is playing great, and I want to give him credit where credit's due.
Well, he's playing great for him. Now, he isn't as athletic or as gifted as Hunter or Everson.
I don't think so either, but still.
But he is stepped up and made a case for himself.
I think he has
that
too.
He could start in this league.
He hasn't just come in and been a body in there. He's come in and actually made a difference in all these games.
Yes,
he's pressuring. I see him tackling backs that go try to get on the A-gap. I see him penetrating the A-gap from the outside. Guys who are defensive ends who can tackle in the middle always impresses me. Always. That's so I want to give him a shout-out. I mean, I think he's doing really well for stepping in.
Now, the rest of the defense, I would say, did pretty good. I mean, we held them to 10 points. That's below the Mendoza line.
That's right? Exactly right. Exactly right.
There's Rhodes did pretty much okay. He shut his receivers down most of the time. And even Smith did his all-world self most of the time. And then stepping in, Ant Harris, I thought, especially with the pick, but there was many other plays that he's trying to make an argument for himself that he needs to start. Sure. He did outstanding.
Sure, he was. He's been solid since he's been called upon. The Viking depth, all the guys in the depth have been really good since they've been called upon. The only thing hurting us on defense is the junkyard plays. And we'll talk about George Kittle. It started then. It's happened everywhere. And I got a phone call about it after the game from Man Bear Pig. He's in a group. Always, he's a great guy. He said it's the junkyard plays. You take out those. They had 3 first downs in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
They had 3, David, and it was 13-10. I mean, come on, dude. They had 3 first downs, and it's 13-10.
Yeah, because 7 of that was scored on the defense.
But the plays that seem to hurt us are those big, long big plays. If we could eliminate those, we'd be shutting teams down completely. Those are the ones that hurt us.
Hey, Princess, I see you in the screen. Where'd you go?
Christian Kirk had one, and then... Oh, it seemed like we had a couple of them. And then, even the defensive touchdown they picked up and ran in. If we could eliminate, just stop with the big plays. Make them earn it more. But
in the second half on the thread, you saw where I posted. When their tight end started getting yardage, it was like, can't we stop a tight end?
Tight ends kill us every week, dude.
Zimmer's got to figure that out. Period.
I wonder what the catches and yardage number is for tight ends against us this year. It's gotta be high, dude.
That would be interesting to look up. I agree.
It's probably in the 400 or 500 yard range.
Write that down.
I'm writing it down right next to Lee Iacocca.
Okay.
Can we have Lee Iacocca on the show? Can I find him?
I don't even know if he's still alive.
that might be a problem getting him on the show.
But it would be interesting.
I'm going to look. I'll look into it. Leave it that. Okay. That's my homework for the week.
All right. That's your homework for a week.
No, tight ends are hurting us. I'll make a note of that.
Yes, they are.
But overall, you're not going to play a perfect game. I think they just limit some of these big plays. overall, you got to give them at least a B, mm-hmm. B plus maybe. Because like you said, it comes down to points allowed. That's all that matters every week, right?
Right. And the defense held them to 10 points.
And that's, and this, the way pass happy modern NFL football, that's pretty good.
Oh, it's damn good.
Damn good.
Damn.
Preach it. Preach it, Gimli.
Yes. They have, what we were worried about was that they would slump after last week.
Right.
They did not.
No, they, what's up with Josh Rosen? Doesn't Josh Rosen look like the guy that walks around at a party and tries to tell all the women, do you want to go hang out with me in my car and talk about my feelings?
Probably.
He has that look on his face, dude. That, just that, you know, that guy you want to smack around because he has that whiny ass look on his face.
Right. Either that or he goes, hey, see my beak? You know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
We had some, what was our pressures today? Remember pressure point? 320? Did you look it up?
I don't get those stats until tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So, but I'm wagering that we had more than 20. Because we're pushing him off the mark numerous times.
I'd like to wager against you, but I'm kind of in agreement. Let's guess. Let's guess right now, six pack of beer. I'm gonna say 22 for Harrison Smith. I'm gonna go 22.
I'll go over.
Okay, you go over. Okay, six pack of beer on
Harrison, but total, the defense had over 22 pressures.
Well, I know it's for the team. I don't think Harrison got 22 by himself. If he did, he'd be in the fucking Hall of Fame. Again, we'll lay some beer on that.
Speaking of a sack, I want to say Anthony. No, was it Harris? No, it was
Smith got a sack. Mackenzie Alexander got a sack.
Mackenzie got one where they left him wide open, and he shot the gap and got that sack. Now, talking about Mackenzie, he got called for a pass interference, right? And at the beginning, I thought that was absolute bullshit. Because he went up and he face guarded, right? Which is legal this year. You can face guard. It's no longer a penalty. The only difference is if you touch the receiver. Now, he was going against Fitzgerald.
Who? And
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. I'm sorry. I've had a few to drink. Anyways, Fitz. And Fitz.
You fucking bust me up, bro. I love doing the show with you, man. It's so fun.
And Fitz was smart enough to come forward towards the ball and initiate contact.
Oh, he played that smart, didn't he? Fitz played that smart.
Which would throw the flag, and Fitz, he got the flag.
There's nobody smarter out there than Fitz, dude. He's got
he's
done, though. He's done playing. This has got to be his last year.
This has got to be his last season. And I saw a good story. I even want to say it was from your girl. Courtney Cronin.
That I was gonna say, I got it's kind of, I don't really know how to specify that, David.
Well, a story written. So I'll go with Courtney.
I did see that.
That he still to this day bleeds purple, even though he's been his entire career on the Cardinals, right? His heart is in Minnesota.
The old ball boy days, yeah.
Yep. And it's just a shame that we never stole him.
Did you see him have when he walked to the sideline, that one set of downs after we knocked him out when they had a three and out or something, he walked to the sidelines and he put his arm around the ball guy. Like he was trying to help the ball guy. Like he's, you know, he always has a soft spot for the ball guys.
No, I missed that. That would have been cool.
It was a very quick second on TV. It had to be really big. I just got lucky enough to see it myself, but Mackenzie Alexander had his best stat game as a Viking today.
Oh, I agree.
He had two passes defensed. He had a sack, four tackles, and I think he got four total tackles. Well, he got 12.5 in the game of skull, so you know you did something good.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not going to get that out of him. So good for him. We're going to need him now because of the Hughes injury, which doesn't look good.
No, not at all.
Maybe down to Hughes for the season. That's the drawback to the whole win.
No, it's... It is reported, for those that don't know, that they think he popped his ACL.
That's unfortunate. He's having a good season.
Yes, he was. And that'll take him out for the rest of the year. And I don't know what it is with Vikings rookies and ACLs.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, wow, that's a much as I like much as I like Cypress Hill. I just know Mike Hughes.
Because he's now, definitely starter quality.
Well, sure. I mean, now we're down. That's like being down a full starter. Now Alexander's got to play this week this way every week. We can't have him. And you know, Waynes is always going to be Waynes. He's always going to piss me off a couple times a game. But
well, you know, he had those plays where he pissed you off, but he also had some good ones.
He had a pass defense on third down that forced them to kick, and it was a very, very well played ball.
Yep.
He actually got his head turned around. I don't know what his problem was. Good win, though. I was happy with the defense. Defense played good enough to win, and the offense carried them a little bit. Just that, you know, like we always do as Viking fans, we look at the what needs to be worked on more than what worked good. But
that's right. Now, another good point. How many kicks did Bailey miss?
Oh, another perfect game.
Perfect game by Dan Bailey. You know, yeah, buddy.
I almost did this week was look back at Viking regular season games and see how many games we've had in a row where we had no flaws in the kicking game. I bet you the record's probably 3.
You know, well, not in a long time, that's for sure.
But what, we got one now. He had me last week. Did he miss? Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, last week he missed 2.
All right, we got one. We're on a roll. We're going to start this week. Perfect week kicking.
Yep, perfect week kicking. And it was good to see Cheryl's back returning kicks.
Yes. I'm a big Cheryl's fan. Even though he's lost a step, people would disagree with me. He has that first jumps. He makes that first guy miss, and that always gives you a chance.
Right. He had good yardage per return average.
I never worry about him fumbling. That's why I like Cheryl's. I know he's at least going to catch it.
Yes. So
it's good to have him back there. All in all, we got the win. That's all that matters, David, is the W's.
It's the W, baby. We're 3-2-1.
And the Bears lost.
And the Bears lost. Yeah, bear down, buddy. Bear down.
Since you know, since you're off, obviously the mathematician of the show with the Lee Iacocca knowledge, let me ask you this. Is 3-2 better than 3-2-1?
I don't think so.
And you don't know the answer.
I've seen it both ways, but I don't think so. I think 3-2-1 is a half game above 3-2.
Is it? I thought it was a half game behind.
I don't know. I've seen it. I saw it both ways today.
I bring up good questions, though, don't I? See, it gets you thinking, yeah, doesn't it?
Does.
See how it does it yet?
It's either a half game ahead or a half game behind. So we're either in second or we're in first.
Everything I turn around. Everything I turn around, David Stefano has a big problem with his fucking math. You know what I mean?
And he used to be an engineer.
I told you, no kids. Yeah, that was good. That was we're back in first either way. Call it a half game, call it whatever. The Finns helped us out. Now yes. We need the 49ers to help us out, baby.
Yep.
Go San Francisco tomorrow night. Do it.
Yes. Now on the Finns, it was Osweiler as quarterback. Holy shit.
Who?
Osweiler.
Was quarterbacking the Dolphins?
Yes.
What happened to that Tanny Bomb guy? Tanny,
he got hurt early. I think it was
already.
Yeah,
dude. Osweiler.
Oh boy, do they wish they had traded for Teddy. I guarantee that.
Oh God, here we go. Why? So they could have all his touchdowns. I mean, come on,
better than Osweiler.
Not by much, but who isn't better than Osweiler? Really, they beat the Bears with Osweiler. That's amazing in itself.
It is.
That was a big win.
Chicago.
We was it?
Yes.
We cannot let them go to 4-1. The Dolphins. You know what? I'm going to write this down. I'm going to send the Dolphins.
Write it down.
I'm sending the Dolphins a little care package, and we won't talk about what it is, but they're going to get one in the mail. Dolphins. Who's the coach there? It don't matter. I'll send it to the whole team. Dolphins. Party package. Thank you, Miami. I love you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Now that helps us out. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, cool. Well, we're going to end this on a great note. Vikings win. Bears lose. Tomorrow night, we're rooting for San Francisco.
What happened with the Lions? Did they play?
I think they had the bye.
Oh, well, good. They didn't win either.
Anyways, and I'll correct that on the show if I'm not.
I love In the Raw. It's always nice visiting with you, George Kittle. You always have a lot to bring to the show, and it's always fun. Is Ted going to be with us during the week this week?
I have no idea what Ted's up to. I know today he was visiting with his niece who was in town. Family first. Yes.
I would like to get his take on this game. So that's the reason I was.
And people need to pound him, you know, at Purple Buckeye on Twitter. You need to be on the show, Ted.
All right. Good deal, dude. Good talking to you. Good show. Good game. 3-2-1. Better than 3-2. We're on a roll. We always say, what up to Jimmy K? We always
talk Jimmy,
to
Jimmy, my man.
K. He's always here with us for every show. Jimmy K. Princess says hi. And I say, meow, meow, Viking cow.
Go Vikings. Vikings win. Vikings win. Yeah, buddy.
'Fun, dude. I love doing these shows.
Yeah, it was good.
That's always good. It's always good to get these raw. I can't remember half the shit by tomorrow, so it's good to talk about the games when they happen.